Radio News for toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Australia's first choice in forklifts.
Macquarie National News at 7, isolated showers, tops of 22 degrees. Good morning, I'm Gemma Barth. New Zealand Prime Minister John Kaye has won a third straight term in office after an unprecedented win. The National Party won a record 48% of the vote and will hold an outright majority in the country's parliament over the next 3 years. Mr Kaye says it's a massive vote of faith in his government.
Whoever you voted for, I can pledge this to you, that I will lead a government that governs for all New Zealanders.
Convicted terrorists are using coded messages to continue jihadi activities from inside Australia's most secure prison. The Telegraph reports corrections officials fear security gaps may allow dangerous inmates to plot attacks from inside the walls of Goulburn Supermax. The inmates are free to communicate with the outside world through letters, phone calls and family visits. More than 30,000 people are hitting the pavement this morning for the Sydney Running Festival. The Harbour Bridge and its approaches will be closed until 11 a.m. and participants are urged to take public transport. Wheelchair athlete Kurt Fernley. Sleek gets underway this hour. He says he's lost count of how many times he's participated as it's one of his favourite events.
It's my home run. It's the it's my home marathon community. It's one of the most picturesque marathons I get to do every year.
A woman has been charged with attacking a man while he slept in a Maroubra home. The 34-year-old was stabbed several times, allegedly by his girlfriend's mother yesterday afternoon. Sergeant Dave Rose says police were called and arrested the 58-year-old woman as well as a 65-year-old man.
The pair were taken to Maroubra police station, where the woman was charged with wound with intent to cause grievous bodily harm and granted conditional bail to appear at Waverley local court on Thursday, the 25th of September. Following investigations, the 65-year-old man was released without charge.
Egypt's president says he can't interfere with the judiciary in the case of Australian Peter Greste. He has admitted he would have deported Greste and his two Al Jazeera colleagues rather than let the matter go so far. The trio were jailed after being convicted of aiding the blacklisted Muslim Brotherhood. Briefly, schools are asking parents for blanket permission to publish online photos and videos of their children. And Afghanistan's two rival presidential candidates are due to sign a power-sharing agreement today. To sport news, Canterbury has advanced to the NRL preliminary finals after inching past Manly 18-17 at Allianz Stadium. Playmaker Trent Hodgkinson calmly slotted the match-winning field goal through the posts 4 minutes into extra time. Sea Eagles coach Jeff Tuvey says their first half effort was particularly poor.
I'm very proud in the way we hung in there and came back. Again, similar class week, but doesn't get you the biscuits, does it?
The Bulldogs will now play Penrith while the Roosters and Souths do battle for a place in the grand final. Incoming Brisbane coach Wayne Bennett has signed Kevin Walters as his assistant coach. Star Sydney forward Lance Franklin will meet former team Hawthorn in the AFL grand final. The Hawks edged past Port Adelaide by 3 points in the preliminary final at the MCG. They go on to meet the Swans this Saturday to determine the 2014 Premiership title. Defending champion Jessica Fox has taken out the Canoeing World Championship C1 event. The Aussie says defending the title was definitely in the back of her mind.
There's always a bit of expectation, and I put that on myself as well, so I like the pressure.
Olympian Matt Belcher and Will Ryan have won the 2014 Sailing World Championships. Former Socceroo Adam Serotto will rejoin the Brisbane Roar on a one-year loan. The Opals have bounced back in the Women's World Basketball Champs to defeat France 71-55, and the Perth Scorchers have won their opening match of the T20 Champions League in India. This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04.
This sports update is for McGrath Mazda Liverpool. Still owe money on your car? Thinking of trading up? See the Next Car Now specialists and let McGrath Mazda put you in your dream Mazda now.
Where there's always a great deal for you.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Isolated showers, mostly sunny this afternoon, tops of 20 on the coast, 22 in the west. Partly cloudy for tomorrow, sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, possible showers Thursday. Right now in the city, it's 11 degrees, humidity at 80%, winds from the west.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Stu is a must for sports nuts like us. But if you missed any of today's program, log on to skysportsradio.com.au, go to radio and click on podcast to catch up with all your weekend sporting news.
Save Our Sons are having a raffle. We're fighting DMD. It's a muscle-wasting disease, almost exclusively affecting boys. Tickets are only a dollar and the prize is $20,000 to go towards paying off debts, rents, mortgages, credit cards, things like that. Drawn December 6, 2014. Contact Save Our Sons on 02 9554 6111 or get us online at saveoursons.org.au. Every dollar counts.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 416. Sydney 2001.
Welcome to the weekend's biggest and best serve of sports and racing. On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
It is time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Ray's here on time. I'm here on time. We're still waiting for our little mate who's coming from all the way in Kalgoorlie, Western Australia. Away. He's on the bus, we believe.
No, he'll be in the car by about now. I reckon he'll be listening to us. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. He'd be blowing up about now. I wonder if you got a chance to watch his rugby league side in action last night. I tell you what, they lost, but they were great.
Yeah.
Everyone's reputation enhanced after that performance last night. Manly Seagulls up against the Bulldogs, 18-17 in an absolute classic at Allianz Stadium. We'll talk about that a lot after 8 o'clock. We'll take your calls on it as well, 85-71, 10-17. The Roosters home in a thriller on Friday night, 31 points to 30. The four semi-finals that have been played at Allianz Stadium, Ray, the last three have been decided by 3 points in total.
Absolute crackerjack games, both of them this weekend too, weren't they?
Oh, huge.
Amazing.
Huge. And then,
controversy.
Of course, got your Panthers running around next week against the Bulldogs.
Already nervous.
Oh, I can imagine. We've got the sin binning and the chicken wings. We know Jeff Toovey's thoughts on them. We'll take yours this morning as well, 85-71, 10-17. We want your grand final team predictions. We also want a crowd prediction. Who's going to get the bigger crowd out there, Friday night or Saturday night? The Roosters versus the Rabbitohs on Friday night, and then the Bulldogs versus the Panthers on Saturday night. So the teams from the east against the teams from the west in the grand final qualifiers. Who's going to get the biggest crowd? My early tip, Friday.
Straight from Rose Hill to Penrith on Saturday night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Straight there?
Got time.
Fantastic.
What time's the kickoff?
Oh, whenever Channel 9 say.
Oh.
whenever Tony Chalmers puts his hand up on the sideline, he's the floor manager there at Channel 9. Whenever he says, righto, we're good to go. We're good to go this morning as well, and they were good to go at Randwick yesterday. The track got an upgrade to a good three at one point, but there were some great performances, Ray, with these good horses coming back. And then you see a horse like Terra Vista, and you start thinking mouth-watering. Opportunity, isn't it?
Lankin
Rupee up against Terra Vista. Well, I know you've already said good morning, Ray, but good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, everyone. And Hope Miracle's not too far away now because he's got a run home today too, Jimmy, in Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be very hard to beat. Look, great day's racing at Randwick yesterday. Look, there was one disappointing aspect, Jim, that was the size of the fields.
Why is that, mate?
There was a million theories yesterday,
right.
And I don't think any of them, probably each of them has some credence. It's just one of those $64 questions, so to speak. You just don't know the answer. I think Sydney's big wet this spring has definitely contributed a number of Sydney horses going to Melbourne prematurely.
Right.
But it didn't take away from the quality of the racing yesterday. And you mentioned one horse there, Terra Vista. You'd walk over broken glass to watch him if you're a horse racing fan. He's just a magnificent horse to watch. He relaxes, he does everything right. And that acceleration off a fast or a slow pace, it's a rare commodity at any level of racing. But at the top level, to see a horse do what he does, three wide face breeze all the way yesterday.
Yeah.
still won with consummate ease and in brilliant time.
Mm.
And remember, 2 weeks ago, he won on a bottomless track at Ramwick. So this horse can do anything.
All surfaces.
And he's still on the rise. And that clash with Lankan Rupee, as you said, in the Manukato Stakes, possibly on Cox Plate Eve.
Right.
Could be one of the races of the spring. He is a genuine star. Talking of stars, Sacred Falls, I think this horse, and I'll put my hand up, as in one of those people who have underrated this horse.
Yep.
Yesterday, he showed a few things yesterday which says he has gone to a new level. I know he's won two Doncasters, and that might sound ridiculous, Jimmy, but yesterday his turn of foot in that Wait for Age race was outstanding, and just capped off a tremendous day once again for Chris Waller.
Yeah.
He did a first again yesterday with an interstate Group 1 double. Every week we're writing about new records. He did a Quinnell on the George Main. Forteller, 8 years old, and he's still going great guns, Forteller. Chris could have four, maybe even five runners in the Cox Plate, which...
Yeah, we're looking at...
definitely
Sacred Falls
and Royal Descent's being aimed at it. Forteller ran fourth in the Cox Plate last year. I think it's going better this spring.
Hawkspur.
Hawkspur's a definite chance. Chris did say that he wanted to keep one or two of them fresh for the McKinnon. We forget McKinnon Stakes the following Saturday is worth $1 million in its own right.
Right.
And last year, only a very small field ran in the McKinnon, and the English horse Side Glance won it. So definitely there's an option there for Chris, and he's got that wealth of Wait for Age talent. He can spread his horses around. Also on the other Wait for Age race in Sydney with Janoob in the Hill Stakes, which was a typical Wait for Age race. Small field, sit sprint, Janoob. Brilliantly ridden by Blake Shin, who had a day out yesterday, just too good.
Awesome. Well, a little bit upside down racing pattern there for Janoob. There was no pace in the race, and that's where it comes back to the ride of Blake Shin. And we're going to speak to Blake a little bit later on this morning. But he said, "Righto, I'll go forward." Yeah.
He seized the initiative, dominated, controlled the race, and was just too good. That was the third leg of a successive feature race hat-trick for Blake. He had a day out. Curo, another promising horse from the Joe Pride stable, won the Heritage Stakes, lovely black colt. And great to see John Thompson. He had a terrific week, won the Cameron with Hooked on the Wednesday. And there he was with a really promising filly, First Seal, winning the T-Rose Stakes yesterday, beating Winks and Earthquake. I think they're three pretty smart fillies, but... great to see John Thompson get amongst the winners there.
Winks, Earthquake. Where did First Seal come from? It was a great performance there. Well done to John Thompson. But I reckon the one that you're most excited about, as soon as I saw it, I thought, isn't this a great story? Manawanui, who, yeah. Ray, I was in the mounting yard at Rose Hill 3 years ago when he won the Golden Rose.
Yes.
Ronnie Lehman was there. I saw you interview, and Ron was shaking.
Yeah.
He was literally shaking because his world had just changed from the performance of this horse, and then he almost had 3 years of bad luck.
Well, he has, and the horse has had so many problems. I think I wrote yesterday morning or this morning he could have kept a veterinary practice in business. He's had so many injuries and ailments, but Ron Lehman's persevered with this horse, and I was talking to him during the week before the race, and we'll ask him when we get him on air. Even though he's lost probably the two best years of his racing life, Manawanui went into yesterday's race having only 18 career starts. He's not like a horse who's had 45, 50 starts and has been around the block a lot of times.
Sure.
He hasn't had a lot of racing. So to see him come back and win first up yesterday, it's a feel-good story so far this spring. I reckon it'll be hard to cap, Jimmy. And there was a lot of emotion after that race too amongst Ron, his wife, the owners. And congratulations to Ron. He hasn't got a big stable. This is his once-in-a-lifetime horse.
Yeah.
And you could say he's been robbed of a couple of years, but great to see him back. The
ride of Ty Anglin, just to get that opportunity, and
great.
There it was, and the horse was good enough to go through it.
Great ride, yeah. In Melbourne, just quickly mention Melbourne, Jimmy, David Hayes had a day out, four winners, could have had five or six. He had a terrific day, David Hayes. We mentioned him a couple of weeks ago, we thought he was back as a...
You did?
...major force, yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I think he's shown that yesterday. He's back in a big, big way. Forteller, terrific beating Happy Trails. Both those horses are veterans, but they're still racing particularly well. I'd like to hear what the listeners think of maybe the runs of the offer. Jimmy, it was a sit-sprint race, the Underwood, so I think we've got to give the offer another chance, and he'll get to 2,000 beyond next start. Girl Guy was very good winning the Mares race. Overall, terrific day's racing, Jim, and the Epsom's 2 weeks away, and it's certainly... wide open for Mind the Epsom.
Great work, the subbies on the punter, the lift out from today's Sunday Telegraph. 15 minutes of fame. There was 15 minutes between Chris Waller's two Group 1 wins. It was 3:45, the win of Sacred Falls in the George Main Stakes, and then at 4 p.m, the Forteller win in the Underwood Stakes. And as you say, keeps writing records, doesn't he, Chris Waller, making these new records.
Unbelievable.
Quite incredible. We're going to speak to Chris. We'll annoy him a little bit later on this morning as well. Joe Pride, Blake Shin and Ronnie Lehman, and we're still looking for the little bloke in the cab on his way from Kalgoorlie. There's almost like a song in that, isn't there?
Not far away.
West Country and Western song.
A little quick one, Jimmy. This is a sign of the times, I think. Yesterday in the George Main, Zach Purton flew in from Hong Kong, wins the Group 1, gets a plane back last night.
Mm.
Corey Brown flew in, rides throughout the day, wins the last on Terra Vista. He literally was running out of the jockey's room, got dressed and made a dash for the airport. He had a 6 o'clock flight back to Singapore. So, sign of the time, some of our great expats coming back for the carnivals and then back on the plane straight away for their race meetings today. So,
it is a global village at the moment, isn't it? It's a very small world when you start thinking of it in that way. 85 71 10 17, the open line number. We'll take your calls this morning. We'll get you on the SMS as well. The SMS is up and running already. We've got friends of Paul from Huskisson talking about some of the problems that he has. Bruce from Bomaderry has already started with that one. So we'll take some more. 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. And, of course, the tweets. Keep the tweets coming as well. At Big Sports WEND. At Big Sports WEND. And if you want to send an email, go to the website skysportsradio.com.au. Click on that feedback icon. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. We'll come back with Joe Pride, who, again, a couple of winners at Randwick.
Stand by. Stalls are back and racing.
For the most comprehensive wrap of all the weekend's racing, don't miss Punters Postmortem. Expert analysis, the ones to follow. Punters Postmortem with TK Dino and the Duff. Monday mornings at 9, brought to you by TAB on Sky Sports Radio.
Come racing at Copps on Monday. Copps Harbour's having a standalone race day. The only TAB meeting in all of New South Wales. No hassles, no waiting. Country racing is all state-of-the-art at Copps. Plus you get first-rate bar and bistro service and entry is free. Try your luck with the bookies or the tote. But if you can't be there, stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio's Mounting Yard Mail. The odds are in your favour this Monday at Copps. Gates open midday with the first of eight at 12:58.
50 months interest-free store-wide now at Harvey Norman. Zero interest, no deposit with equal monthly payments until November 2018. Technology, entertainment, home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. Huge range in store and online. Buy now with 50 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2018. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Hurry. Limited time offer. 50 months interest-free store-wide at Harvey Norman.
Now, Star Stable is back, bigger and better than ever. Jump online today and take part in horse racing's premier fantasy game. I love this. I love Star Stable. I love getting into it. Now, Raymond, what for the punters out there, the people who may not know, who's your rock, your base, everything around it, the Thomas Stables for this
I'm
spring?
I'm not sitting on the fence this spring. I can't find one because last year, I think everyone had Fiorente as one of their main hopes, the Melbourne Cup. You've got to look at the Melbourne Cup and the Cox Plate first.
Right.
Likely winners of those two. That's where the big prize money is.
Mm.
But the Melbourne Cup, I just want to see the internationals arrive in the next week or so. We had two Japanese horses arrive yesterday, Admire Rakti and Bandy. The next wave of internationals are coming in next week. Once they're here at Werribee and settled in, I think the internationals will win the Melbourne Cup this spring. And the Cox Plate's wide open, although Sacred Falls made a statement yesterday, Jim.
Thanks for helping everyone with
Sorry about that. I'm trying.
Mate, there's only 10, all right? You're only allowed 10 in there, and I think there's a budget of about $1.25 million. Thanks for that. Experience the excitement of being a big-time trainer and a high-flying owner. Choose the runners you'd like to have in your stable over the spring carnival and compete with your mates' stables as well. You can even do it on your mobile. Head to starstable.com.au, starstable.com.au, and register today.
On Sky Sports Radio, your weekend is packed with sporting news from around the country and around the world. This is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Around the turn, 400 metres to go, it's I'm All The Talk. 2.5 lengths in front of Safeguard. Terra Vista down the middle from Whittington didn't cost a lot. Sessions, Villa Verde wind up with Famous Seamus. The leader is I'm All The Talk, but Terra Vista's in hot pursuit. Below the 200, Terra Vista goes to the lead from I'm All The Talk. Then Famous Seamus, Terra Vista, 100 metres to go. This horse is flying. Terra Vista won the shorts. Seconds a photo between I'm All The Talk and Famous Seamus. And then came I've got the looks or sessions.
Yeah, the horse is flying, Matty Hill. You're exactly right. The Bowman's Office furniture short. It was Terra Vista for Joe Pride. Corey Brown on board for a little while before he ran off to the plane and ended up being just over $2, $2.10, I think it paid, Terra Vista, by Captain Rio out of par four. And this five-year-old gelding is on it. On a showdown with Lankan Rupee, I think that's what everyone would like to see. Let's see whether that's the way that Joe Pride and the Connections want to take the horse. And Joe's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Jimmy.
Congratulations on that win and the run itself. First of all, how has Terra Vista pulled up this morning?
He seems good. He had his head in the feed bin and walked in this morning, and he looks bright and well.
Does he keep surprising you a little bit, Joe?
Oh, look, not really. Pretty high expectations for this horse, you know, over the last 12 months, and he keeps you know, matching up with what I think he's going to do. But he's a pleasure to have in the stable. He's a lovely horse.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Congratulations. He was so exciting yesterday, and I was saying to Jimmy earlier, he's coming off a win on a very heavy track 2 weeks ago, and here he was yesterday running race records. He just seems a foolproof racehorse, Joe.
He does, yeah. He's yet to be beaten at 1,200 or below. Mm. In terms of, I've sort of ventured above that, and he's been beaten three times in his life. But, yeah, any of those sprints, he's just unbeaten.
Yesterday, obviously the pace was hot. They've run 1-2 and change for the 1,100. But that acceleration again, Jay, it was there from the top of the straight when he chased Gary Portelli's sprinter. I'm all the talk. But he has that electric turn of foot.
Yeah, look, he's got a foolproof racing pattern, you know, like he can't really, I mean, I guess, you know, they can always be sort of held in the pocket and everything else, but he sort of races close to the pace. You just got to give him a little bit of room and he just explodes.
That's extraordinary. Where to next, Joe? I know you originally had the Premier Stakes sort of penciled in, but there is that carrot of taking on Lankan Rupee in the Manicato. Do you go there straight into the Manicato or do you run in the Premier? What's the sort of thinking at the moment?
Yeah, look, he definitely wouldn't run in both. I'd rule that out. Certainly no decision made at this stage. I think he's such a good horse fresh with his run spaced. I'm very tempted to go the Manicato, but it then leaves me two weeks and a day out from the race that I really would love to run in down the straight on final day there.
Yeah.
So it's one of these things. I'll just assess it over the next week or so, but I think there's a pretty good chance we'll head to Melbourne with him.
Do you dictate to owners? Do owners have any sort of input in that decision, Joe?
Well, with this horse, you know, it's different with every horse. With this horse and his two brothers, have won 25 races with him now, so I think I'll probably get the call on it.
and Joe, I think during the week, par four produced another little foal, I think, by memory.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you what it's by actually, but she's an amazing mare.
Incredible.
Look up her page. It's quite incredible.
Yeah, Joe, you produced another really promising horse yesterday, a striking black colt in Curo, and I know your original thoughts after the race were probably to turn him out now, but another exciting horse on the rise, Joe.
Yeah, look, he's obviously only been in the stable a short time, but he's already managed to win three races. Mm. And very exciting. He needed to really lift up there yesterday, and he probably got those horses at exactly the right time. He's fully wound up, but in saying that, it was a really good win, and I think the time was pretty close to, if not faster than Terra Vista ran. So, he's an exciting horse for sure.
Yeah, well, he ran great sectionals too, 33.77 coming home, Joe. So he's really put his rivals to the sword. Will you keep him going or?
Look, there's a good chance. There's a couple of options for him. There's a Roman Consul on in a couple of weeks, and that sort of means taking on the best horse that. At level weight, I think maybe the Golden Rose winner's going there.
Yeah.
So, or in a month's time, the Brian Crowley's on, and that's probably a better option for him. But either way, I think we'd only have one more run. I'm not sure he's seasoned enough, or he's not seasoned enough yet. I don't think I'd pretty much rule out Melbourne. I think that's all. It'll be too much too soon.
Yeah.
But I would think if we can get another run out of him, either in one of those races, I'd be more than pleased. And he's an exciting horse for the autumn, you know. And we don't need to bottom him right out now.
Joe, Rocks 30, Manawanui just showed his class. Yes, they got through on the inside and beat Rocks 30. How did he pull up, and what was your assessment of his run?
Pulled up well. Look, originally a little bit disappointed, but when you look at sort of the margins and a fair gap to the third horse, he ran terrific. I mean, Manawanui's a class horse, you know, and it's easy to say, well, he hasn't won for a long time, but yesterday it was there for all to see. He put in one of his good performances, and when he does that, he's a genuine Group 1 horse. We got 4 kilos off him. So, no, I thought his effort was good. and he's probably looking for a touch further, Rocksteady.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to Corey after the race. He may have mentioned this to you, Joe. Corey Brown. He said that he wished Rocksteady had something to chase.
Yeah, he's definitely a better chaser, no doubt about that. But he's got something. He tends to switch off when he gets there. But that horse sort of ambushed us in the last 200 there, and we just didn't have an answer for him.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask you about Laser Hawk too, Joe.
Great run.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise there, or were you expecting that as well?
Oh no, I couldn't say I was expecting that. I was very hopeful. He's been a very well performed horse, but honestly, it's probably the highlight of the day for me. I love what he did. It was fantastic, and just to see him sort of bowling along in front there, looking nice and comfortable. Gave a great kick, you know, and I had sort of a few heart flutters at the furlong, like thinking he might have even pinched it. But and that was a great effort. He's a beautiful horse to work with, and I'm just probably going to head to the most likely the Craven Plate with him.
Okay, Joe. What about the Epsom? What we have in the Epsom?
Look, I'd consider him for that or the Craven Plate. Yeah. Rocksteady, probably not now. Me running on Saturday, Chintz could be some chance of being there. That would probably be the likely ones.
Okay. Well, Chintz is a $26 chance in the market for the Epsom at the moment. Rocksteady there at $15. Now, the other thing is, I wanted to ask you about Joe. Now, Malcolm is supposed to be in the studios. I've got a feeling he's just waiting outside. Of course, his side lost last night. He knew you were going to be on the program.
We check under the desk. He's probably under there.
We check often under the desk, and sometimes we do find him there. But now, psychologically, it's going to be the big issue on Friday. Are the South Sydney Rabbitohs ready to make their way into a grand final, Joe?
I think they are. I love what I saw on Friday night. East and the Cowboys sort of bashed each other up. And I just think East have looked pretty average at the business end of two games now, their last two games. So, you know, they look flashy in the first 20 minutes, and that's easy to do. But when it got serious, I thought they looked a little bit weak. I think this might be our year, and I'm more hopeful more than anything. I just want to make the grand final, even if we don't win. I just want to make it. We've got to go a step further than last year. So, and now, Malcolm, too, he owes $100 to the Children's Hospital.
Oh, you still haven't got that for me?
Yeah, no, it's not for me. It's for the Children's Hospital. Yeah. We need to see a receipt there, guys.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give $200, and I'll tweet my receipt. I would like Malcolm to do the same.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, he will be listening. We'll put him on the spot. We just had a look here. Par 4 has
a filly.
A filly
Darcy
by
Brahma.
Darcy Brahma.
Yeah. I bought the first foal out of a sister to Tiger Teddy's Terrorist and Ball of Muscle this year by Darcy Brahma, and that makes it a three-quarter super easy. He was one of the really good ones out of there as well.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic horse and gone to stud now. So just an amazing family, really.
Yeah, incredible. Great effort from you yesterday, Joe. Congratulations on that. And I'm going to say good luck for the spring, but I'm also going to say good luck for next Friday as well.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
Joe Pride there, doing amazingly well. He's expanded the stable and he's handled it with aplomb. But there was a lot of planning that went into that. He didn't just walk in and think that it would happen. He put a lot of planning into it. So congratulations to him and, of course, everyone that helps him out at the stable as well. 8571 1017 is the open line number. We've got Ron on the line from Moree here. Wants to have a chat about Zach Purton. G'day, Ron.
Hey, Jimmy and Ray. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, another great ride from the bloke from Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, he's a star, isn't he, Ron?
Oh, mate. Like, you know, when he got the ride of the championships on the same horse, I was watching it yesterday, the race, and he didn't panic, did he? You know, when he was caught in?
Yep.
And they weren't going to shut the gate on him either. That riding in Hong Kong, I was talking to him once, he said, you've got to make moves quickly, you know?
He was trying to follow Hawkesbury into the race, he was telling me after the race, and Hawkesbury wasn't quite doing that for him, so he had to go to Plan B, switch back, and that's where I reckon Sacred Fall showed the acceleration, which has put him on a new level. He's gone straight past Royal Descent in two bounds, and he put two lengths on those horses so quickly, and he's a terrific jockey, Zach Purton.
I've known him since he was a young kid. No, not that. You know, when he first started kicking it off, when he rode his first winner at Armidale.
Yeah, right.
And, his strike rate, like when he went over to Ascot and won on Little Bridge, he'd never been into England before.
Yeah, no, he's a terrific
jockey. And then he went
jockey.
To Singapore, remember that, for the Singapore Airlines Invitational and won on Military Attack.
Well, I think the Hong Kong... sort of judges rate Zach Purton amongst the top three jockeys in the world, and I think that's probably a fair assessment. And isn't it a sign of the times too, Ron, where, as I mentioned earlier, we saw Zach duck in and duck out with a Group 1 win, Corey Brown duck in and duck out, both heading back overseas to ride today, and they're both outstanding ex-Sydney jockeys, Jim.
SMS coming in here, if you want to send an SMS, 0419 767 272, that's 0419 SMS BSB. Hey boys, the runs of Bagman and Brock Road, were they the victims of patterns of racing? They seem to be gone straightening and then flew late to get placings. That's from Hazy.
Yeah, Bagman was great, right on track for Metropolitan, that sit sprint in the Hill Stakes. Hazy got that 100% right, wasn't suited to Bagman, his run was terrific. And Brook Road, he spotted one there, it was a super run, he's a horse to follow.
Yeah, alright, one to follow too is the next guy we're going to speak to, Chris Waller. I believe he's travelling quite well.
He's going all right.
We've annoyed him again on a Sunday morning.
On the Big Sports Breakfast with Slats and TK.
Golden Rose winning trainer James Cummings.
What were the celebrations like? I saw you initially directly after the race. I'm sure it would have been a terrific night.
Yeah. Well, that was one question I had for Bart when I rang him. He said, what is it? And I said, how do you celebrate a Group 1 winner as a trainer, Bart? Come over, I'll open one out of the cage and crack it open and share it together.
And did you get to do that?
I'll go and see him today.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. Weekday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Brought to you by TAB and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
If there's one race during the Melbourne Spring that is appointed to the riches that lie ahead, it's the Group 1 Sir Rupert Clark Stakes. Some top liners to have won the race over the 1,400 metres at Caulfield include Mannerism, Our Maze Gay, and Costa del Lago, and Exceed Nixel. In 2007, Bonhoeffer swept to an impressive victory.
Bonhoeffer's absolutely flying. He swept to the lead, and Bonhoeffer got up to win by a length. De Niro flashes home second, Wonderful World third.
Winners and place getters in the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes often go on to tackle races such as the Toorak Handicap, Barely a Moment in 2005, and Regal Roller in 2006 won both. Toorak Toft put paid to his rivals in the 2011 Sir Rupert Clark.
Toorak Toft, master of design with 100 metres to go from Pinnacles. Toorak Toft drove to the lead, raced a length clear, and the Toft is back. Toorak Toft a length and a half to Pinnacles.
This Sunday afternoon, join us on Sky Sports Radio for the Group 1 Sir Rupert Clark Stakes.
56 suspensions, I'm used to cosplay. Sheriff said I made no sense. That seagull story didn't make me friends. And I'll admit I should have waited for the tower.
By Gurnersline, and Gurnersline gets up to win the cup.
But you didn't have to put me out.
Remember that jockey we used to know? We used to do the show with him for a few years.
He's here.
Oh, there he is. He was end of the table, like Joe Pride suggested.
Sometimes I can't help it. And what about Joe Pride wants a receipt? And you using words like psychologically. Please, it's too early in the morning. You've got to get that out of your system. And I didn't fly the plane. All I did was sit in it.
Right.
It wasn't my fault it was late.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologise, but there was nothing.
Can you give us an indication of what you've done to get here today? You were in Kalgoorlie last night.
In Kalgoorlie. Got a plane from Kalgoorlie, 7:30 to Perth.
Mm-hmm.
And was in waiting around for 3.5 hours to catch the red eye.
Oh, dear.
Back to Sydney, which was supposed to land at 6:10, which would have made it absolutely perfect, but it was half an hour late and ruined my plan.
And you've got a big day today because you've got Tribe
quite a big
in?
Day. Yeah, quite a, oh, that's not so big. All I've got to do is throw a saddle on him. Turn up and throw
leg,
a saddle
leg
on
Sam
him.
Sam Clipperton up.
Yeah, leg Clippo up. Yeah, pretty big day, but. But that's what you do when you're busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good to have you here. We know,
thanks,
as you say, that the first half hour, really boring. We're never going to have a show without you.
It was riveting.
Really boring.
It was riveting.
I'll tell you what was riveting yesterday, mate. You would have been excited by it too. Manawanui.
Fantastic. Yeah. After so long off the scenes.
Yep.
Super, feel good, great story.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to the last couple of furlongs of Manawanui's win, and then we'll have a chat with Ronnie Lehman.
with 500 to go. Aussies Love Sport by 3/4 of a length to Fade On. Monton a length away, out deeper on the track. And then came Manawanui. Riva DeLago's run up behind them. Rock Sturdy down the outside from tougher than ever as they reach the 250. Aussies Love Sport, Fade On. Monton and now Rock Sturdy lets down. Manawanui gets out. Rock Sturdy at the 120 goes through, takes the lead, but Manawanui's going with it. Manawanui up on the inside of Rock Sturdy. Manawanui! Manawanui's won it by a half neck. Rock Sturdy, three lengths tougher than ever. Fade On, then Monton, Riva DeLago. Aussies Love Sport.
Manawanui, it was exceptional ride by Ty Anglin. $16.80 it was paying for Ronnie Lehman as the trainer too. It's by Oratorio out of Lady Remlap. And as I said, won the 2011 Golden Roses, had torn hamstring, irregular heart rate.
Internal bleeding.
As Ray said, veterinary practice well and truly
kept in business
over the last 3 years. And just imagine what the trainer, Ron Lehman, has been through. He might explain to us this morning. He joins us on the line. G'day, Ron.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, well. Congratulations on that win. Such a great story. I guess at the depths of that three-year period when the horse had all those problems, did you ever think that he might not get back to the track?
Well, you always got that in the back of your mind because, way things were going, you live on a wing and a prayer when the horse has had the injuries he's had.
Mm.
Hey, Ron, good morning. Congratulations. It was it was terrific scenes after the race. I think everyone actually was happy for you and the connections because it's been a horrendous roller coaster time path at times, hasn't it, Ron? This horse just seems to have struck bad luck after bad luck.
Yeah, firstly from his autumn three-year-old days, it's just everything has just gone wrong until yesterday. And I'm just so pleased with for all the connections because they've stuck by me. And plus also my staff, all the people's service, the stables, they're all taking him on as a pet and they've all had a tremendous day yesterday.
Ron, is the horse a good patient by that? I mean, has he helped in his own way to the healing process? Because he's been a long time out for a thoroughbred and like 2 years basically without being at his best. Is he a good patient, Ron?
Oh, mate, he's tremendous. What you saw in the parade ring, you can just walking around, half asleep. That's his way of life. Until he gets out on the racetrack. And once he gets out of the racetrack, he just switches on.
And Ron, well done yesterday, and a new jockey, Ty Anglin.
Yes, mate. I wanted someone I thought who could ride very, very patiently, ride him cold. I've been saying since he's a 2-year-old age, I think he should be ridden cold. And with the problem of bleeding, you can't make more than one run on the horse. Mm-hmm. And to me, he's just seemed to tick all the boxes. The owners were very, very happy with putting Ty on because they looked at the same things I was looking at. And, mate, 3 barrow trials. And yesterday, mate, he's just rode the horse perfectly.
And how has he pulled up this morning? He seemed good?
Mate, if you wouldn't look at his feed bin, it's like a polished. It's been polished.
Fantastic.
Mate, that's well he's done. He's done tremendous.
Was there a course there during the running of the race, Ron, where you thought he might not get that break? It looked like he had all this horse under him, Ty, and then just couldn't get through. Were you thinking the same at one point?
Well, I was thinking the same because he travels so well. I thought, I really got to the thousands, so this horse is going to be right in this because he had him a nice soft run. The horse was not being stressed out, and he was just lobbing along. And even the other horses had put pressure on, he was still on that bit and until he got, I said, oh, my God, he can't get out, He just sort of got blocked in, and he just waited patiently, and the little gap came. He stuck his head through, and next minute he was through it.
Yeah, he showed he wanted to be a racehorse, didn't he, yesterday, Ron, which was great. Ron, I know you were just focused primarily on that comeback run yesterday, and you didn't want to look too far ahead, but now he's come back a winner, and what are your plans going forward with Manawanui?
Well, I haven't worked anything out yet, Ray. Obviously, we came home here, do a bit of work here, and all my family were around last night, so I'll probably start looking at things probably tomorrow onwards. I've had a quick look what's in Sydney, obviously, weeks ago, and there's not much around now to see him here. So I'd like to give another 1,400 metre before I step him up, but it's obviously I'm going to have to go to Melbourne.
Yeah. Is he a horse that could aim like back in the Melbourne Carnival for the Group 1 mile race, the Emirates?
Well, that could be the one which we look at towards the end. I would like to give him one, at least one run before then. Yeah. But where I'm going to go, I just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good problem to have now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Better than the other problems you had with Manu Wanui. Fantastic. I reckon everyone in racing was
great story.
Excited by it. So congratulations on the win. Well done on the run of Manu Wanui, and we'll look forward to where he bobs up next.
Good. Thanks very much, boys.
Ron Lennon, trainer of Manu Wanui, and so exciting for him.
Great training effort, boys.
Really. Yeah, and it's a great thing from all his staff, the vet clinics. It's been a real team effort, and it was great to see yesterday.
And the other thing is, well done to the connections for being so patient.
And loyal,
And loyal, and Ron paid tribute to them straight away there, I see in the interviews that he did with you for the newspaper, said exactly the same things, right?
Mm.
Yeah, no, it did very well, very well. Also doing very well, young Chris Waller. He had Group 1 wins in Melbourne.
We haven't had him on the show for a fortnight.
No, that's right. We thought we might pester him this morning. He had a winner in the George Main Stakes, would you believe, over 1,600 metres. Let's listen to the last couple of furlongs of the win of Sacred Falls, and then we'll have a chat with Chris.
Hawkspur on the outside, Satellite four deep, Sacred Falls is in between horses, stalking the wall in front of it, and they were followed by Gypsy Diamond, Lucia Valentina at the 350, Laser Hawk with Panzer Division, Rising Romance, Hawkspur, Gypsy Diamond down the outside, Sacred Falls and Royal Descent getting runs, Laser Hawk at the 150, now getting through is Sacred Falls descends, takes the lead, kicks clear, Sacred Falls loves it, third up and loves the Randwick Mile. Won it by a length, Royal Descent, Laser Hawk, a massive run for fourth, Lucia Valentina.
He loves it third up. Sensational effort there from Sacred Falls, the five-year-old horse by O'Reilly out of Igazoo's Girl. And that was, of course, just 15 minutes before another Group 1 for Chris with Fortella down in the Underwood Stakes. So we get him on when he breaks a record, which is every fortnight. Quite incredible. He's been good enough to join us again this morning. G'day, Chris.
Morning, boys.
Chris, do you have any? Are you aware of these things? Is it just the way it plays out, and you know that you've got the horses right, or is there more planning that goes into this, Chris?
I'm aware if they don't win, there's a lot more planning that goes into
Right. Well, you'll have nothing to do then this morning.
Simple as that. Yeah. Not quite, but when they are winning, everything's right. And if the horses are good enough, they're good enough. It's as simple as that.
Mm. Yeah, good morning, Chris. Congratulations. Great day. And the horses were certainly good enough yesterday. And Sacred Falls, it looks like he's gone to a new level, Chris.
Yeah, definitely. And he could have even been there in the autumn too, Ray. Mm. That's when I saw a different horse. He was a lot tougher. His win with a pretty big weight in the Doncaster was good. Yes, it was on a heavy track, so he'd been, I guess, touted as a wet tracker. But to see him 7 days later and run a very good second from an impossible position in the Queen Elizabeth,
super rare.
That ticked the box for me that he's got the determination and that X factor. And it's good to see him do it on a good track yesterday.
Mm. Plans going to the Cox Plate, Chris. You were saying yesterday one more run. Have you sort of decided which race you'll use now as the final lead-up for Sacred Falls?
Yeah, leaning towards the Caulfield Stakes, but not a lot of thought's gone into it.
Mm.
The main reason being is 3 weeks to the Caulfield Stakes and then 2 weeks to the Cox Plate. Without it sounding silly, it's easier for a trainer preparing a horse with a 2 week gap than a 3 week gap.
Mm.
Probably like a footy team. 3 weeks between games, you're starting to get a bit rusty.
Yeah.
The coach is trying to overtrain them. And that's normally the case. We never under-train, but it's just natural instinct to probably do a little bit too much to make sure they're too ready. So I think the two-week gap just allows everything to fall into place. You can only really give them one or two gallops and everything's easy.
Chris, after all your recent achievements over the last few years, did you set any specific goals this year?
No.
No.
None. No, you get too disappointed. And it could be weather conditions. A horse might go amiss.
Mm.
The likes of yesterday,
Well, Fortella's a good example. He only won by a nose, and he's an old horse. And he's got a young horse coming through. Well, you can't put that into the equation of, well, will I win that Group 1 race on that day? And that'll give me 8 for the season, or 9 for the season, or 5 for the season, or none. I went in yesterday saying, actually driving the race, saying, gee, it's been a few months since we've had a Group 1 winner, and it was, I think it was Sacred Falls. And that's honest, that's what I was thinking, driving the race. Mm. Not a big deal, but you just don't know when the next big win's around, or when the next big win is.
Mm. And in our game, Chris, what a difference a nose makes.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as simple as that. A good ride, bad ride, good track conditions, bad track conditions, barriers, bit of luck in the running. It's just a huge factor.
Chris, Janoob wasn't a nose. Really impressive performance from a horse that maybe the gloss had gone off a little bit, and that might have had something to do with the tracks that he was running on, but a bit of a different race pattern yesterday too, and I don't know whether you spoke to Blake about that, but in the end, it all worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I think, as you say, in the end it all worked out perfectly, but we could have scratched him a couple of times on those really wet tracks. We knew he wasn't going to handle them, but you can't go in Australia, you can't just get a horse and go straight into a 2,000-metre race, and that's what it would have been had we missed those lead-up runs. So, we knew he was fit enough, and then, as you said, we did have a talk to Blake pre-race. He has raced up on the speed before, and there was not a lot of speed expected in the race, so plan A was to be up in the first two, and plan B was to lead if there was no speed.
He did a great job, Chris, and he's certainly back in winning form. Royal Descent, she's racing so well, she's trying hard, but just seems to bump into one better than her on the day. Yesterday it was Sacred Falls.
Yeah, exactly right. I think we'll still stick to our Cox Plate plan. It's a dream that we're entitled to live. Mm-hmm. And I think the extra distance will suit. Next run will probably tell us yes or no. Be nice to see it go to Melbourne and run the first three in one of the lead-ups to the Cox Plate, then we are on track.
Mm-hmm.
If not, maybe dress her up and bring her back to a race like the Mire, where she is racing against her own sex and over a distance like a mile that she's good at.
Speaking of distances, I suppose Hawke's Burr looking for a little bit longer as well?
Yeah, that's the normal thought. Mm. So he'll progress through to a 2,000-metre race next start. It'll be 2 weeks, probably, Turnbull.
Yeah.
And then onto the Cox Plate. Now, what's the distance between the Turnbull and the Cox Plate?
It's 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yeah, there's that tricky 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He's a little bit easier to train than Sacred Falls. Sacred Falls, give him a really hard gallop and he'll leave feed for a few days.
Right.
So Hawkesbury is just a tough nut. Mm.
Chris, just quickly, Winx, she was brave. She certainly didn't shirk a task, and she got up and ran second yesterday in the T-Row. Still the plan to press on to the flight stakes with her?
Yeah, definitely, Ray. I think she's still learning her trade, and to me it's not the complete package just yet. Even if she was going to win it, you could see it was never going to be dominant. I think she's 6 months away, but of course she's got to take the next step and give her another run as an early three-year-old, and that's a Group 1 race. So I think the mile will suit, and there's no reason why she couldn't bounce back.
Chris, what's next in terms of buying horses? England was a happy hunting ground for a while there, and then Germany became the latest, and then I think probably Japan is maybe next on the radar. What do you think is going to be the trend there, Chris? Because you're at the forefront of it.
Yeah, you just can't lose track of value.
Mm.
So we even bought a few yearlings from New Zealand the last couple of years, staying horses.
Right.
Because there's a bit of value there, but you've got to wait a long time. Whereas the European horses, you can go over and it's like buying a two-year-old. Mm. You're buying a three- or four-year-old and they can come to race within a few months. So just wherever there's value and it changes quickly, people are paying big money for horses at the moment. That won't stay that way forever. As soon as they're not getting a return for their investment, things change. And just got to try and be ahead of the game if you can, getting value for the owners. Exactly. And horses like Fortella, we didn't buy them as a Melbourne Cup horse. We bought them
to win a Saturday race at Rosehill or Randwick.
Yeah.
And fortunately, some of them, or most of them, do that, and some of them progress through to your group races and even group one races.
Yeah, he's been remarkable for Teller. Just quickly, Chris, tomorrow a new phase of the season begins, the official two-year-old trials. Have you got many runners in the trials tomorrow?
Got three, Ray. Mm-hmm. We've already had a few. But, gee, it's full on.
Yeah,
it's we're trying to have a bigger presence this year, of course. Yeah, we've got a, just like sending your child out to school for the first time, it's pretty daunting.
It is, yeah.
Process for not just the kids, but also the parents and the, well, I suppose most children don't have investors, but horses certainly do. And there's a lot of things to cover, and you don't want to make too many mistakes with young horses because you don't get a second chance.
Let's hope all the school report cards are good ones, Chris.
hope so.
Yeah. Well done on yesterday. Absolutely outstanding. And of course, good luck for the remainder of the spring and beyond.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Waller, always great with his time with us on a Sunday morning. Have a look at the Cox Plate market here now. Dissident is the favourite at $10 along with Faulkner. Then we get to Sacred Falls at 12. We've got Foreteller at 15. We've got Royal Descent at 21. We've got Boban, a doubtful runner, at 31, and then Hawkspur at 31 as well. So he's got some chances in the market.
He's got some talent,
hasn't he? Yeah, incredible. Now, we're going to take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, and after that break, we'll have a chat with Blake Shin, who, of course, 1-2-3 winners on the trot yesterday at Royal Randwick.
You're listening to Sky Sports Radio, home of the National Racing Service, Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage.
The red lights are on and stalls are back and racing. Set for the Group 1 guineas. Stand by.
But the three-year-old has a dazzling turn of foot today. Sprints away.
Jamie Rogers here with the latest offer from the Tab. Get set for the 2014 NRL Finals. All you need is a half-time lead in any NRL's finals game when you back your team head-to-head using your Tab account or Tab Rewards card. Because if your team leads at halftime but ends up losing the game, we'll give you a bonus bet equal to your stake of up to $50 or equivalent Tab Rewards points. Only at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Star Stable is back and it's bigger and better than ever. Jump online today and take part in horse racing's premier fantasy game. Were you listening in the car, Mal, when Ray went through his number one choice for... which is the horse that he builds his stable around?
Yes.
There were 12.
There was quite a few of them.
Yes. You're only allowed 10. And there's a budget.
I was trying my best.
Experience the excitement of being a big-time trainer and high-flying owner. Choose the runners you'd like to have in your stable over the spring carnival and compete with your mate stables as well. You can even do it on your mobile. Head to starstable.com.au and register today. starstable.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Radio's biggest and best serve of weekend sports.
At the 450 as they quicken, it's Janoo Pell together from Criterion, who tries to keep Honorius in a pocket, but there's a lovely run up on the inside for it if good enough. Moriarty down the outside, followed by La Amistad. It's Janoo at the 200, quickens by a length and a quarter to Criterion, then Moriarty, La Amistad and Honorius, but it's Janoo with 100 metres to go, leads by a length and a quarter Criterion. It dictated, they didn't go near it, and Janoo won it well from Criterion, Bagman, La Amistad in a photo for fourth.
Yeah, completely dictated, didn't he? Blake Shin on board Janoob for Chris Waller. Ended up being a $4 winner in the Hill Stakes. And we're just trying to track down Blake. We will continue to do that as we lead in the end of the program. But great to see the horse return to a bit of form, and obviously the track played a part in that, Ray.
And the ride. And I was going to ask Mal, because Blake's working really hard, Mal. Like, he was at the Newcastle double-header.
I've never seen a Blake work harder than him. He
rode
goes
in
to
Maggie
Bath,
Friday.
Golden.
Saturday. He's riding at Hawkesbury today. He's, actually, the horse he's riding in the first might be the tribe's biggest danger, Roaring to Win. But
yep.
He's riding a lot. Yeah, he's riding a lot. Does it help a jockey? Is it a balancing act to get the too much workload right, Mel?
To be perfectly honest, I want to ask ask Blake how he does it, because to mentally prepare yourself day in, day out, with the form, everything.
He's a great form student too.
He is. It's remarkable how he does back up as often as what he does.
And he actually enjoys going to those country meetings. He went out with David Van Dyke on Friday. Was it Bathurst?
Bathurst.
Yeah, and he rode one winner, had a couple of placings, but he actually enjoys those trips now. But there he was yesterday, riding in terrific form. He's right on First Seal too. Can't be understated. It was a terrific stalking ride on First Seal. He controlled the ride on Janoob. As I said, Mal, Roaring to Win might be the big danger to tribe in the first.
It's about time he's run ended, I reckon.
Well, just having a look at the form guide here for Hawkesbury. Race 1, the Blacktown Leukemia Foundation. It's over 1,100 metres. Number 7 is Tribe.
Correct.
The trainer is M.R. Johnson and the jockey is S. Clippenden. Can you tell us how you got S. Clippenden as your jockey?
Well, Ty was riding him. Mm. Ty was rode him in a trial last Monday and got suspended last Saturday. And on my way to the show, Clippo was on the show. And
off the rails?
Off the rails. And I suggested to Radley when I was talking to him on the phone that I'll put Clippo on the horse.
Yeah, right.
And then Radley thought, well, I'm going to run with this. And he asked him on the show.
He ambushed him.
Yeah, he did. He ambushed him. And I would have gone to him and...
Softly.
And not announce it to... like, make a real big deal of it, but Radley couldn't help himself. He does it to me week in, week out.
And well, Sam's so polite, he couldn't possibly say no one liked TV.
Yeah, but what if I'd changed my mind and didn't want him?
Yeah,
then
right.
Then that would have put me in a nice, embarrassing predicament.
Well, good morning, Sam.
Stuck
with you. So that's the way it has to go. I noticed the form analysts and the tipsters here, Ray Thomas...
solid.
Tribe on top. But he's only made it his double Xer.
Yeah, well, Ray's very, very, very solid. I see everybody else has tipped the other one, but...
Nice horse in the last at Hawkesbury today called Bractiate from Godolphin's camp.
Right. You're justifying not putting three Xs next
to
Tribe.
That's the triple X
special.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We've got some... tweets coming in here, @BigSportsWEND. Now, our... panel operator here, Hamish, has tweeted out a photo of Malcolm just off the plane from Kalgoorlie. And he's asked, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tired does Miracle look after his trip? And Craig has tweeted in and said, it looks like he's had no sleep, which is understandable, as he was having nightmares about James Graham. #dogsofwar. #see you Manly. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you,
please.
Manly lost by a point last night, man.
I didn't watch it. Between flying Kalgoorlie to Perth, and you wouldn't believe who I... A plane full of people. You wouldn't believe who my seat was alongside from the leg Kalgoorlie to Perth.
Give us a thing.
Glenn Munsey. Oh, and all I wanted to do was get on the plane and sit back and relax. And Glenn Munsey could not... He just... yacked all the way. And,
no.
Yeah. And then he had...
No sleep for Mel.
And then the scores, he kept telling me the scores. And I said, you're not supposed to be playing with your phone on the plane.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can impact on the controls.
No wonder the plane was late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
Boys, we ran a little picture of Black Caviar's foal this morning and at the track. And she's now 5 days old now. But then
my mum's a freak.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
here's a new name.
Great name.
My friends have just texted me one. I like it. Need to Exceed.
Need to exceed. Yeah,
it hasn't got Jimmy fired up at all.
No.
Well, I was walking out of the footy last night and this bloke came up to me and said, oh, I've got a name for the foal. And I said, oh, righto, what is it, mate? Mother Superior.
Mother Superior.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's got a ring to it.
Yeah, and he said, my mum's a freak. And he said, that was me. And I said, well, you've got to put your name on it next time. You can't go around claiming it now. There was no name on it last week. One selection to win always tweets us. He says, ones to follow, Randwick, Terra Vista, First Seal, Kuro and Sacred Falls, Caulfield, Riker.
Nice run, Riker.
Entirely Platinum. Yeah. Happy Trails and Bonfire. Good on you, one selection to win. We appreciate that. Now, talking about horses to follow,
Raymond, have you got a couple for us to follow?
Yeah, definitely Brook Road. Loved its run first up for Chrissy Lees yesterday. Really good second to Boss Lane. Sam Clippin in form for its trial today. And in the George Main, I thought Lucia Valentina's run was excellent. Now, last on the fence coming into the straight, had to ease out wide, hit the line really well. Nice sixth. She's on track for the Caulfield Cup.
Now, Peter's asked me to ask you some things, Miracle, which I won't, which we went through a little bit in the ad break about your trip to Kalgoorlie. But thank you, Peter. We do appreciate that. Now, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, brother.
I hope it goes
thank
well.
You. Yeah,
and by the way, when you do invoice Sky Sports Radio for today,
yeah,
just
it's only
half
a show. Just I've already worked that out. You're on to it. You're on to it, Jimmy Smith.
Now, Raymond, don't get too nervous about your Penrith Panthers next Saturday.
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck today, Mel. Thanks, mate.
Good luck, Mel. I hope it goes well. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, we've got Stewie Clark coming in. What a couple of NRL finals we had over the weekend. We've got the Swans into the grand final as well. That's the grand final everyone wanted. The Swans up against Hawthorn and so much more. We'll take your calls, 85-71, 10-17, on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
Sky Sports Radio News for Toyota.